been a minute since we've talked.
Cut those out. Yeah, how are you guys? I did record this episode in the past, and then I just sat on it for like, I don't know how long it's been. And by the way, I don't know if my new mic is working. I don't think it is. I just did a sound check, and you guys, like, I was able to hear all the sound of the waves. So I hope it's not too bad. So anyhow, I felt like it was necessary to continue recording podcast episodes, if for nothing else, but to be able to finish what I've started. Life is punching me hard, for sure. Life is not punching me hard. My mind is punching me hard internally, making it seem like life is punching me. Life is just doing what life does. Life doesn't do anything else. It's there. It's perfect. It's that's it. It's our internal dialogue. It's the triggers that we have, the scars that we have, the voice in our head that constantly talks, that convinces us that life is punching us. But life is not punching us. Life is doing its perfect thing. It's simulating consciousness. And it's doing it, I guess, perfectly. So, all right. Well, there you have that. Let's quickly go over the next rule, because I really want to get that out of the way. There's a lot of things I want to talk about besides the Stoic rule. So what was the last thing we talked about? Faith behaves as she pleases. Do not forget this. Possessions. Okay, next one. 44. Possessions are yours only in trust. I'm going to go ahead and not comment on that. I don't want to, like, start rushing through these either. I think the first one that I am about to skip, I'm not sure if I've skipped the rule in the past, but this one, I don't know how to, your interpretation is just as good as mine. And to be honest, I don't really want to talk about it. The way I look at it is maybe, like, you're given a gift of possession. Like, a possession is something that is like a blessing, a loan, and it's not something you control, base your whole identity around it. It's something that you don't take for granted. You appreciate it. You take care of it. And yeah, you cherish it. Is that something? Is that anything about this point? But all right, is it okay for me to move on? No, I'm like a kid at a candy store that just wants to get to the candy that they like. Yeah, so like a lot of shit has been happening. Like nothing has been happening, but in my mind, a lot of things have been happening. It's been rough. I'm not gonna lie. And again, it's hard for us to hear that because we don't want that. Society is wired, our human nature is wired to only seek out the positive messages, the success messages. It's important that, like, that's how we're wired. It's not, there's nothing wrong with that. It's awesome. We like watching a movie where the hero doesn't die. And that's like, it's just the way we're wired. And we like that. We want that. And again, I am definitely pro that, for sure. So, but what I'm trying to tell you, when I tell you it's been rough, I'm not trying to tell you it's been rough and I'm giving up with permanent. I'm telling you it's rough right now based on my interpretation, based on what's going on internally. But it's not rough in reality. And it's definitely not even going to stay rough internally. It's just the mind has the ability. It's not even the mind. It's the ego, the fear in cooperation with the mind, will make it seem like you are in trouble, like something is wrong. And I think that that's fascinating to me. And the other part of you, the part that, the reason why you haven't killed yourself, the reason why you're still alive, is that there's a deeper being inside of you that's more subtle, that sometimes just acts out of nowhere, that you don't even know where it came from. It will say something, you don't even know where it came from. It will do something, you don't even know where it came from. And we're talking about positive things, things that like are mind-boggling. And that's the part that's the other side, if you will. That's the one that like just doesn't want to give up. That's the side, that's the part of you that has, like, I don't know, keeps you going. By the way, drop that. I know I always say this every time I come to the beach, but drop that gorgeous today. It's something, feels amazing. And I'm just hurt. I'm just wounded. I'm moving forward, and I'm confused at times. I'm lonely at times. Aren't we all? These are things that I say that everybody experiences in some way, shape, or form, but aren't we all the same? Like, I have a hard time sometimes remembering that, but at the end, we're all the same. We really are. It's the same human spirit. And we, that's why you got to have compassion even for the bad guy, because that could be you. You got to have compassion for everybody. You got to have compassion for the Israeli children and the Palestinian. If you can't do that, if you are so angry about the what's happening to the Palestinians, and you cannot make yourself post about a single Israeli child or baby, then maybe you're missing something about life, something very major. And obviously it doesn't have to be set and goes the other way around. It is not one-sided. It's not one or the other. We need to see ourselves. I don't know why I talk like this. Who the fuck am I to talk like this? That's the part that I think that most of the pain comes from me personally. Is that like, who the fuck has a podcast that no one listens to? Who the fuck talks as big as they do? Like, as I do? And like, who the fuck is that? Like, who am I? I can't even be a good dog owner, for God's sake. I can't even be a good parent figure. Like, I'm over here, not accomplished anything, talking out of my ass. Like, come on. Sometimes I feel like enough is enough. Just knock it off. Just stay in your lane. Just, you know, get a good full stack software developer position, retire with that shit, and just move to somewhere where you can afford a house and just fucking retire and die, and that's it. Have some babies while you still can. Isn't that weird that men can still produce children at old age? Women have definitely, without a doubt, more things, more challenges in their life, more struggles, without a doubt. They are, without a doubt, in my mind, the stronger gender. I have zero doubt about that. It's like defining strength by physical standards is ridiculous. Strength has always been the more subtle one. And it's always been, yeah, it's not the explicit, it's the implicit. Anyhow, just sidetrack there. What else do I want to say? I just want to say I'm sorry. Like, sometimes I just want to, like, if I could talk to the universe, I just want to beg for forgiveness for being such a dude. Like, it'd be like, I'm sorry for being talking out of my ass, you know, and like doing these projects and like not putting, first of all, I don't think I put enough effort into it. Then I expect people to somehow love it. And then
And it's just, I feel shitty. And how many other people? And how much of what I do comes from a bad source? Where's my motivation coming from? And I hope it's from a good place, but I don't know. There's definitely so many times when I feel like this is definitely not coming from a good place, or I feel like I suspect it's not coming from a good place, and I get sad. I'm like, all right. Like, why can't I just stay in my lane? You know, I definitely feel like, I'm not going to keep repeating things that I've already said. That's ridiculous. Like, for example, I take acting classes. I took one again. I've taken only three or four of my, like, I'm only doing it half-assed. I'm scared to fail, I think. And I feel like there's a part of me that just is in love with that whole field. I think it's fascinating. It's not just the acting, it's the writing, the directing. It's such a beautiful art. It's like, from the story to the acting, to the directing, it's just, I hope the sound of this comes okay, because if the mic is not working, the sound is definitely not going to come out okay. The phone is not close to the mic. Wow, I just saw myself, just saw a reflection of myself in the, like in the phone, like the screen on the phone. Wow. Fuck. Getting older. See wrinkles. Huh. Who cares? Here's the other part. Okay, so I just went through all the negatives, right? All the fears. And that's okay. You have to go through them. You have to say them out loud. Let it come out. And then get to the truth. The truth is, I'm incredibly privileged. I'm incredibly lucky to live in California, Los Angeles. The sun is shining right now, and I'm grateful for that. That could be anywhere, obviously, but I'm still grateful for it. Without making it too cliche or corny, my point is this. The mere fact that I'm not in Afghanistan under the Taliban rule, because this is where I was born. And I'm not even in Germany, which is a place I didn't like either. I am in the place that I always dreamed of, in the state I always dreamed of, in the city I always dreamed of, and the beach, more precisely, be healthy. I finally met my major weight loss goal of 190. So I lost 15 pounds. It took me forever, but I've been on a diet, strict diet, eating just salads and chicken, and then eventually trying out a more vegan diet. By the way, there's a documentary on Netflix I highly recommend. God damn it, what's the name? Game Changer, I think. Oh, thank God I remembered it. Lewis Hamilton is in it, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think it's produced by James Cameron. He's a huge vegan advocate and veganism advocate. Is that the best way to phrase it? And so lately I've been experimenting with that. I'm not going to claim I'm vegan. That's ridiculous. The number of things. I'm not going to go back to that part of my life. I'm going to say shit and then not do it and then feel shitty about it. No, fuck that. So I am what I am. I do what I do. I'm experimenting with veganism. That's true. That's been like, I've been staying away from meat and I don't want to see the effects of it. I've been doing really well at the gym. I'm very happy. I'm very happy with my weight loss. These are all the positive things. I look good. My body looks good. I'm not done yet because it's sort of addictive working out. I do want to I do want to get in better shape. And then I finished my first day of my coding boot camp that I've been wanting to do. And So there's something I've been working on. I took a bartending class. How about that? You know, so these are all the positives. These are putting smiles on my face because I went through all my fears. And now let's talk about what's real. You know, I went to fucking comedy store in L.A., the famous comedy club in L.A. I'm sure you've heard of it. If you haven't, looked it up. It's nuts. All the greatest comedians go there. Anyway, I went there and I just realized I want to go there again. Life is good. I've been strict on myself with the whole dieting and veganism, staying away from meat and not drinking. By the way, I've been sober 3-4 weeks. I'm not saying I told myself I could drink again only if I accomplished something. And one of the accomplishments was going to be getting to 190. So I can, guess what? I just hit it yesterday. So this weekend, I might actually do go out and drink. And I do have the intention of going out to drink. But this time, it's not to get shit-faced, but this time is to hopefully meet somebody. It's been 3 years since I've broken up with my ex, and it's time that I move on. This is what I'm going to do. So I'm 40. It's going to look a little bit weird going out, but ooh, I'm already getting excited. A lot of good. Oh, wow. I totally abandoned the story that I was going to tell you guys. I went to a comedy store, but I didn't go. I was at home on a Sunday. I had a shitty day, rough day. And I knew I had to do something. I knew that just going to sleep and just like not being awake is not the solution. And so what I do sometimes, I force myself to do something. So like, what can I do? And I said, oh shit, I always wanted to go to Comedy Store. I never have. What's going on today? I look, like, let's see which comedians are there, what tickets are available, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there's a free show that was available for open micers. I was like, oh shit, that should be interesting. So I'm like, let me go there and check that out. Not as an open micer, but, you know, just as an audience member. So I go there. It's free. So I go there. You still got to get a ticket online. I got the ticket. I show up. And then as I go in, I guess, you know, well, first of all, I got there early. By the way, this is the first time. This is like, I've been going to the bars and not drinking. So that's like a new thing. I've been going to comedy stores, comedy shows, and not drinking. Comedy store more specifically. That's the one. But like, and then also like, I've been going to the movie theater and not drinking. So like, this is huge. This is like, I never thought that was possible. Look at all the positive things that are happening. So anyway, so I go and the guy says, all right, when you go in there, just tell him you're a real human. I thought he meant like, just tell him you're an audience member. I didn't know he actually meant tell him a real human. So it's like, okay. I go like, hey, I'm an audience member. I'm like, all right, sit over there, blah, blah, blah. And then I sit there, I wait, and it's early. I'm like, all right, let me go get a drink. So I go down and get a Red Bull. The lady says something about write your name on the receipt, and then the bottom copy is yours. Write your name on that one. Okay, she said, sign the top copies, write your name, obviously, on the bottom one, and put it in the bucket when you go back in. I said, okay, I did that. Not realizing that the bucket is for to pick who goes up as an open micer. And I go into that room, and I'm talking about like, there's like hundreds of comedians. I'm not joking. And this is no joke. There was only two real humans, two audience members, me and some other guy that wanted to support his friend. And so they randomly pick like 10 comedians or whatever to go up. They have 2 minutes each and whatever. Like, I don't know how many there was, but you will not believe it. My fucking name gets called. Like, as I'm sitting there, I'm like, huh, I don't know why lately I've been not thinking. I've been just doing stupid shit like this, where I do something that doesn't make no sense. Obviously, I should have known, like, that's obviously for the open micers, putting your name, you know, the receipt and putting it in the bucket. And so sure enough, at one point, halfway through, they picked my name. He has a hard time reading it. I knew that was my name. Everybody has a hard time reading my name. And then also, my handwriting is horrible. So I'm like, that's mine. Like, because he's like, I was like, this is me. This is me for sure. And he shows it to his friends, he's like, Avan Sadar. And I was like, fuck. I'm like, and the first thing I say is like, I'm a civilian. Like, don't pick on me. So then he gets all hyped. Oh, no. He gets up. He's like, no, you got to go up there. You got to like. And I'm like, oh, shit, this guy, I hope he's just not going to force me to go up there. Because I knew deep down I would have done horrible. I know it. And like, I'm pretty sure it wasn't one of those magical moments where, like, I hope it wasn't. Well, I should have gone up and I would have killed it. No, I don't have any material and I don't think I'm funny compared to these comedians. Honestly, I have a lot of respect for them. And I watch them. I like them. They're definitely a fantasy of me going up on stage. And I do want to go on stage one day just to find out how everybody has that little itch. But, you know, but I was like, no, I'm not going up there. And thank God he let go. And anyway, so there is that crazy comedy store. And if you get picked and you do well, guess what? You get a spot in the actual main room or whatever, like the one with the actual audience. And this is, we're talking about the comedy store. This is a big deal. This is a huge deal. So how about that? So there's a story for you. Look. Isn't this amazing? I just went from all negative to positive stories. Positive. What am I talking about? Like, I've done so many good things recently. And so many accomplishments. And I totally, our mind will totally go to the dark place, the negative place. That's like incredible to me. That's like amazing to me. That blows my mind. Blows my mind. All right, well, I'm zoning out a bit. Weather is just drop dead gorgeous. There was a period where I felt in heaven. There's, I think, two times I felt in heaven. Two or three times, maybe. One was when my parents took me to the United States when I was in 94, I believe. Like at the height of the 90s, the best time of the 90s. And my parents decided to go to take me. My mom decided to go to California, to Los Angeles, Thousand Oaks, visit family, take me with her. And we came here. And that was definitely the most heavenly feeling I've ever felt. Then the second time was, well, there's three times. Second time was in middle school. The middle school, I don't know if the mic's working on that. The middle school experience, was just magical. There was one middle school. I got kicked out of one middle school. I dealt with a lot of shit. It was a long story. I don't know if I ever told on the podcast, but long story short, I was no longer there. I transferred over to another middle school and it turned out to be a blessing. I had the best time of my life there. Yeah, and then the third time is, wow, I've been zoning out a lot, huh? See, that's where my fear and darkness come from. Like, my fear, like, I'm losing my mind. I'm zoning out. It's probably a lot worse in my head than it is in reality, I've noticed. Because a lot of other comedians also have expressed, like, fears like mine sometimes. Did I just say a lot of other comedians? Wow. That tells you something about me. Anyhow, let me finish this. God damn it. So the third time was when I was dating my ex and I got introduced to the family and I got close to the kids. So that period was just magical. And like every once in a while, like recently, this makes me want to tear up. Holy crap. Every once in a while, just for a brief moment, and it could be because I had, full disclosure, I had 10 milligrams of an edible yesterday. So that's definitely the effects of that. This morning that I'm still feeling, it's like the hangover from the weed, but it helps me. Sometimes it helps me, it reminds me of what's good though. So I don't think weed is all bad. I think there's benefits in it if you use it correctly. And I do think it can help people relax and realize certain things. And it can also harm people if you're not careful. So you have to sort of like figure it out. So anyway, every once in a while, like just now, I get this glimpse of heaven, like this brief moment where like everything is just like this is, I can't even describe the feeling. It's so beautiful. It's just such an amazing, makes me want to cry. Like it's such a like beautiful feeling. And I guess I miss, it brings back maybe it's nostalgia. I don't know what it is. Could be nostalgia. And it's just beautiful. So I just felt it. And it's beautiful. I wish it for everybody.
And there you have a podcast that by a guy. Well, we're not going to comment on me. So, was there something in there that was useful to you in this episode? Anything? Is there something that was... Well, sometimes you just want to hear... Well, I guess, like, we live in a world where, like, you more and more want to live through somebody else vicariously. Is that what it is? Vicariously? I always mess that word up. So that's why podcasts are doing so well, because we just like to listen to the people talk, especially comedians, about their life and just hang out with their friends because we live through them. So that's why, that's why we love shows and TVs, because we see ourselves for a brief moment in those characters. So with this podcast, I don't know. I don't think that's the case, obviously, but like, then I have to give you something else. I want to give you connection. That's what I would like to give you. I want to give you a feeling of friendship, connection, love, for sure. I think love is everything. Love is a thing that, like, I think love is what I felt when I came, when my mom took me to come to the United States to visit. This is what I felt. I felt God's love in California. I felt that, like, it just felt like a glimpse of where I would end up. And I ended up, look at the positive. I was in Germany, which I didn't like. I didn't know how beautiful the world can be. And for a brief moment, I was in the United States and I felt like what life could be. And that is fascinating because, like, there has been a pattern of God, universe showing me something, just a glimpse of it before actually getting it. So with that said, I think that's good news. I think that's something that means that good things are coming in my life. I only have one wish: to get through this goddamn darkness and to feel that beautiful heavenly feeling that I was trying to describe, not describe to you guys, I was trying to tell you guys earlier, just a few moments ago, trying to get back to that. That's the only wish I have, because it's so beautiful. And I think we can all get there. I think that it's like the key is to never give up and to practice your belief and your faith. Put in the works with whatever energy you have, whatever motivation level you have. Keep moving forward. Yeah. All right. I feel better. I'm glad I recorded this. I really am. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love how other podcasts name their podcasts like Smartless, Clueless, and all these things. Like, they're dumb. I'm actually Clueless. I'm actually Smartless. I'm actually the idiot. And then they always say, like, we're grateful for you listening. Yeah, you have 30,000 listeners and you are grateful. No doubt about it. But think about it this way. I have zero listeners. So if I have one listener and listening, even for like a brief moment, how grateful do you think I am? Like, my point is, like, it's not a competition about who's more grateful. But like this is actual situation where, like, I do want to thank you from the bottom of my heart that you're listening. And I hope you listen because I believe that this communication is useful and helpful. I do believe that. I do believe that, like, we can help each other grow. We can help each other move forward. I think it's a community effort. We need to help each other to move forward. But it's not all of us have the best families. God knows. Best parents and best environment. You know, we're all raised in different environments. And sometimes we don't have the love that we need. But we can get the love that we need from each other. We can connect with each other. We can talk to each other. As long as we try to leave our ego out, our fears out, and just focus on what's beautiful and what's right. There's a lot of it. And just, yeah. All right. 30-minute podcast. Good enough. I hope the sound is okay. I'm going to listen to this on my way back home. All right. Take care. Love you. Thank you.